Carlisle. The Carlisle Cougars have advanced to the next round in Hockey Saskatchewan Senior A Provincial Tournament. Carlisle rallied to defeat Balgonie 4-2 Saturday night in Carlisle. Balgonie led 1-0 after the first period and 2-0 after two. But Tanner Froese scored 19 seconds into the third to pull Carlisle to within one. Jesse Gabriel tied the game a few minutes later. John Gaudette scored the winner with 4:04 to play in the third, and Gabriel scored into an empty net in the final minute. Cameron Pateman was in goal for Carlisle. Also in provincial play, the Carnduff Red Devils defeated Langenberg 10-2 on Saturday in Game 1 of their best-of-three Senior C provincial series. Ben Hiltz and Ty Stoven each scored twice for Carnduff, while Derek Cooney, Colton Skell, Devin Carrier, Matthew Plews, Matthew Odette and Justin Smith also scored. Cody DeMaine was in goal. Game 2 will be February 24 in Carnduff, and Game 3, if necessary, would be the following day in Carnduff at 8 p.m. The Big Six Hockey League's playoffs are well underway, with one team already on the cusp of advancing to the next round. The top-ranked Redvers Rockets have taken a 2-0 series led on the 8th-seeded Middale Mustangs in their best-of-five series. Redvers won Game 1 9-4 on Wednesday night and Game 2 4-2 on Friday. In Game 1, Kenton Miller and Preston Kopick each had a goal and three assists for Middale. Jordan Miller and Brady Fidierchuk had two goals apiece, and Brady Gaudette, Braden Magosho and Carson Henrian had singles for Redvers. Thomas Bauchi was in goal. Stephen Lindenbach, Sterling Bear, Logan Martinson and Brad Tomiski had Middale's goals. Talon King was their goalie. In Game 2, Fidierchuk scored the winning goal 3:11 into the third period to give the Rockets a 3-2 lead, and Jordan Miller put the game away with an empty net tally. Dalen Smallchild and Kenton Miller also scored. Bear had both of Middale's goals. Cody Mathewson was the Rockets' goalie in Game 2, while King was in goal for Middale. Redvers will look to wrap up the series on Sunday night when they host the Mustangs, starting at 5:30 p.m. Dates for Games 4 and 5, if needed, haven't been set. The second-ranked Carlisle Cougars knocked off the Wawota Flyers 7-4 on Thursday in Game 1 of their showdown. Jesse Gabriel had two goals for Carlisle, and Ben Johnston, Josh Romanek, Brandon LeCayre, Kobe Morisseau and Mark Shaw also scored. Cameron Pateman was their goalie. Aiden Lawless had two of Wawota's goals. Phil Fath and Ty Brown also scored. Brendan Rinn was in goal. Game 2 is scheduled for February 18 in Wawota, starting at 6 p.m. The number 3 Musumin Rangers scored 6 times in the first period and blanked the number 6 Oxbow Huskies 9-0 on Friday night. Carter Sawchuk had 2 goals and 3 assists for 5 points for Musumin, while Bud Holloway and Brock Trotter each had a goal and 3 assists. Chad Hebert scored twice, while Kyle McGonigal, Riker Cole and Drew Schiller also scored. Levi Horn earned the shutout in goal for Musumin, while Cody Levesque and Drew Fenwick shared the goaltending duties for Oxbow. Game 2 is slated for Sunday night in Oxbow, starting at 7 p.m. Finally, the Carnduff Red Devils and the Beanfey Kohlers continued their recent history of thrilling playoff games on Thursday night, with Carnduff beating Beanfey 4-3 in overtime. Ben Hiltz's second of the game 151 into the extra frame was the winner. Ty Stoven and Devin Carrier also scored for Carnduff. Mason Plews was in goal. Tayson Holt was in on all three of Beanfey's goals with a goal and two assists. Wyatt Garrigan and Kalen Holt also scored. Jackson Walliser was their goalie. Game 3 is slated for February 20 in Carnduff, starting at 8 p.m. This is the third straight year the two teams have met in the first round of the Big Six playoffs.